we're sitting around eating breakfast, and our operations guy runs in, yells, "Medevac, medevac, medevac." You know, at that time, your heart rate's pumping, and you're getting dressed, or you're throwing your food away, or whatever the case may be. We go out there, and a convoy of trucks had been hit by IEDs, one in the front, one in the back. And I get there, and I'm working on the guy in the front truck. The truck's over on its side. It's completely mangled. And the man inside, he's Pakistani, speaks no English. We had to bring extrication equipment just to try to cut this guy out of this 18-wheeler. 7 hours later, in a combat zone, on the ground, trying to cut this guy who's just an innocent civilian trying to make a little extra money for his family out of this truck. We got people throwing rocks at us. It's crazy. We're in the middle of the desert, and out of nowhere, we have a crowd of about 500 people. Seriously, I don't know if they crawled out of the ground. I don't know where they came from, because there was no village, there was no nothing. It was in the middle of the desert, and boom, there's this whole crowd of people. I worked on that patient so long that I taught him English. He could tell me hurt. He could tell me water. He could tell me air for oxygen. He could say foot. He could say leg. It was amazing. I mean, it really was. So finally, I got the guy out, got him on board the aircraft, took him to the hospital, and he ended up being fine. You know, he had some burns. He had a broken leg and some other things, but he ended up being fine. And I saw him again, only this time it was in our eating area. We call it the mess hall. He came up to me and he said, "Water, leg, and air, and thank you." And that was great. That was great. That was probably the best outcome, the best feeling from any mission that I did over there. And I say that because with our troops, 99.99% of the time, I'd never get to see them again. They would either be, you know, sent to Germany and then back home, or they would go back to their unit, or, you know, something like that. So just being able to see him again was pretty cool.